Good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 138 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, May 10th, 2012, from the Hinky Dinky Time Media Complex Groundskeeping Shack. I'm Uncle Michael, and I'll be your host for the next 60 minutes, as I am every Thursday evening at 8:30 Central Time, weather and authorities permitting. For those of you planning to tune in late, there will be a rebroadcast of tonight's show immediately following the live program.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. 'Cause every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day
at Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
That's Chicken Pot Pie by Ken Jones, his piano and orchestra here on Hinky Dinky Time Radio. Thanks for joining me. We're going to just stay with the music for a while. I'll talk at you later. This is John Congos from about 1974. That's a guess.
Stop up there.
He's gonna step on you again. That's John Congos. How's everybody doing tonight? I'm not doing too bad. I'm not doing too good either. It seems like Mr. Kidney Stone wants to step on me again. I'm trying to fight that off without medication at this point. So you've got a clean and sober host on Hinky Dinky Time Radio. I hope it doesn't spoil my plans for the weekend. You know, last week, not this past week, but last week, we had a water softener installed here at the media complex, and I had big plans to now that we have soft water, I was going to fill a wading pool and do belly flops, I can't even speak, off the roof, checking out that soft water. Right now, Eddie, Clean Head Vinson, I'm tempting fate. We're going to play the Kidney Stew Blues. Eddie? Cleanhead Vinson and the Kidney Stew Blues. By now you've heard of a very sad passing several days after suffering a stroke. We lost Maurice Sendak, the great children's author, a big, big presence in the youth of my generation. The 1960s were the salad days for Maurice Sendak. And, you know, Where the Wild Things Are, Chicken Soup with Rice, In the Night Kitchen, all of that good stuff. Yes, we do have a musical tribute to Maurice Sendak. If you remember from the early 70s like I do, because I watched it the night that it aired, Carole King provided all the music for the animated feature Really Rosie, which was made up entirely of Maurice Sendak songs set to music. Here's one I really enjoyed from that program. This is Carol, and one was Johnny.
One was Johnny. One was Johnny, who lived by himself. Two was a rat who jumped on his shelf. Three was a cat who chased the rat. Four was a dog who came in and sat. Five was a turtle who bit the dog's tail. Six was a monkey who brought in the mail. Seven, a blackbird pecked poor Johnny's nose.
Nine was Johnny.
Eight was a tiger out selling old clothes. Nine was a robber who took an old shoe. Ten was a puzzle, what should Johnny do? Him to jail. Seven, the blackbird flew off to Havana. Six was the monkey who stole a banana. Five was the turtle who crawled off to bed. Four was the dog who slid home on a sled. Three was the cat who pounced on the rat. Two was the rat who left with the cat. And one was Johnny. And liked it like that.
One was Johnny.
Yeah, I'm kind of sad about Morris. It's what you pay. To pay the price. You love something, you love anything, you're going to pay the price. Everly Brothers and The Price of Love. I'm kind of in a jump blues mood tonight. Here's some Louis Jordan. Beware.
Now, fellas, just you fellas, listen to me. Got something to tell you. I want you to listen to every word and govern yourself accordingly. Now, pay attention. You see these girls with these fine diamonds and fox furs and fine clothes? Well, Jack, they're looking for a husband. And you're listening to a man that knows.
They don't hook!
They ain't fooling. And if you fool around with them, you're gonna get yourself a schooling. If she saves your dough and won't go to a show,
beware, brother, beware.
And if she's easy to kiss and never resists, be careful.
Beware, brother,
be careful. And if you go for a walk and she just listens while you talk,
look out.
She's trying to hook you. And if nobody's looking and she asks you to taste her cooking, don't do it, don't do it. And if you go to a show and she wants to sit in the back row,
bring her down front.
Bring her right down front. And if you go for a snack and she wants a booth in the back, watch her. She's trying to hook you. And listen, if she's used to caviar and fine silk, and when she goes out with you, she wants a hot dog and a malted milk. She's been used to going to Carnegie Hall, and when you take out nightclub and she wants to hear one meatball.
That's all.
If she grabs your hand and says, darling, you're such a nice man.
Beware,
I'm telling you.
Listen to me.
You think he's listening to me?
Yeah, he's listening.
You better listen to me. I'm telling you what's being put out. You better pick up on it. Now listen to this. If a sister calls you brother, you better get further, I'm telling you.
You better hit him.
You better hit him. And if she's kind of wild and she said, darling, please give me a trial. Don't do it. Don't be weak. Don't give it to her. If she looks up in your face and just melts into place,
let her
melt. Forget it. You think he's paying attention to her? Should I ask him about it?
Should I tell him everything?
Okay, I'll tell him. Listen, if she calls you on the phone and she says, darling, are you all alone? Tell her no, you got three girls with you. Don't pay no attention to women. Stand up for your rights.
That's right.
Be a man. That's
Superman.
Right. Should I tell him about
everything?
Well, listen, this is very important. If you turn out the light and she don't fight,
that's all.
That's all. That's the end. It's too late then. She got you hooked. You just well to stick with her. Put on that race to farm and pay attention to me. Now, listen. If you get home about 2 and you don't know what to do and you pull back the curtain and the whole family's looking at you, get your business straight and set the date. And don't be late. Gate. So, brother, beware!
You're wondering, well, you know, is there an answer song to Beware by Louis Jordan? Of course there is. And strangely enough, it's by Louis Jordan.
Hey, Jim Dog, bring all the women right down front, right here in front of me. Bring all the girls right here. I want to talk to them about 2 minutes. I'm telling you, ladies, I want to apologize for Beware. I tried to save the fellas, but they ain't nowhere. I'm telling you.
Stupid pigeon.
Who said stupid?
Somebody called you a stupid.
Don't pay no attention to that. Just listen to me. Ladies, I'm telling you, the fellas ain't no good nowadays. Stick around. Don't be no clown. Don't let me down and listen to what I'm putting down. Pay attention. If he drives you to the beach and starts to reach, look out, sister. If he says you look fetching and want to show you his etchings, don't go up there. I'm telling you, don't you go up there. If he says you look good in a sweater, go home and write him a letter. If he buys you quarts of champagne, take a train and go to Maine. Get out of town before it's too late. If he says, darling, you look just like my mother, go home and get your fiddler, J. Edgar Hoover, Billy Rowe, John L. Lewis, Dan Burley, Mr. Anthony, and nobody. Pay attention to me. If something happened to you this summer, you'll say I didn't tell you. I'm giving you some knowledge straight from the shelf. This is some jive I use myself. I found it to be successful to a marked degree, and I'm giving it to you free. If he want to take you for a ride in his car, don't stay too long and don't go too far. If he says, darling, I feel so lucky, tell him to get a train and go to Kentucky. If he says you look groovy and he want to put you in a movie, he ain't no talent scout and he don't know what it's all about. If he laughs at all your jokes, says he only drinks Cokes and your brand is all he smokes, then he want to meet your folks, don't believe him, it's a hoax. Tell him to get lost, he's the most. Put down that fashion book and pay attention to me. If he says, darling, I'm on the square, go on home and leave him now. If he says he want to take you for a date and you look great, tell him to go jump in the lake. He ain't nothing but a fake. You better stop that giggling. Look at her sitting there giggling. You'll be surprised what they're framing up on doing this summer on vacation. Stop that laughing and pay attention to me. Listen to what I'm talking about. Listen, if he wants to buy your clothes and nylon hose and take you around the nation on a 2-week vacation, buy your diamond rings and mink coats and everything, and he's a mellow creature and want to call a preacher, you don't have to look out. You got him, hold on to him, take him home to mother. Look out! Don't tease him, don't tease him, just squeeze him. Look out! Sister, you better look out. Oh.
Who says romance is dead? The sweet sounds of Ms. Aretha Franklin, or Ree, as she's asked me to call her. And Until You Come Back to Me, that's What I'm Gonna Do. From 1947, this is Roy Hogshead. I'm not sure how you pronounce that. It's H-O-G-S-E-D. And the original version of a song that you may have heard by, oh, I don't know, Johnny Cash or George Thorogood or anybody else.
Early one morning while making my rounds, took a shot of cocaine and I shot my woman down. Went right home and I went to bed and stuck that loving 44 beneath my head. Got up next morning and I grabbed that gun, took a shot of cocaine and away I run. Made a good run, but I run too slow. They overtook me down in Juarez, Mexico. Playing in a hop joint, smoking a pill. In walked the sheriff from Jericho Hill. He said, Willie Lee, your name is not Jack Brown. You're the dirty hap that shot your woman down. Yes, oh yes, my name is Willie Lee. If you've got a warrant, just read it to me. Shot her cold, cause she made me sore. I thought I was her daddy, but she had five more. When I was arrested, I was dressed in black. Put me on a train and they brought me back. Had no friends to go my bail. They they slapped my dried up carcass in that county jail. Early next morning, about a half past nine, I spied the sheriff coming down the line. Hocked and he coughed as he cleared his throat. He said, come on, you dirty hop into that district court. Into the courtroom my trial began, where I was paneled by 12 honest men. Just before the jury started out, I saw that little judge commence to look about. In about 5 minutes in walked a man, holding the verdict in his right hand. The verdict read in the first degree. I hollered, Lordy, Lordy, have mercy on me. The judge smiled as he picked up his pen. 99 years in the San Quentin pen. 99 years underneath that ground. I'll never forget the day I shot my woman down. Come all you hypes and listen unto me. Just lay off that whiskey and let that cocaine.
You know, anybody that given this any thought at all would know this day had to come. Number 40, 40 years ago this week in the greater Chicago area on the Big On the Big Ten Super CFL Music Survey, of course, it was this one by the band Bered.
I found her diary underneath the tree. started reading about me. The words she'd written took me by surprise. You'd never read them in her eyes. They said that she had found the love she'd waited for. Wouldn't you know it? She wouldn't show it. Then she confronted with her writing there. Simply pretended not to care. I passed it off as just in keeping with her total disconcerting air. And though she tried to hide the love that she denied, wouldn't you know? Started reading about me. The words began to stick and tears to flow. Her meaning now is clear to see. The love she'd waited for was someone else, not me. Wouldn't you know? She wouldn't show it. And as I go through my life, I will wish for her his wife. All the sweet things she can find, all the sweet things they can find.
You know, I saw Bread in 1972 at the Tucson Community Center, first concert I ever went to. I bet I've told this story a half a dozen times. The opening act on that show, Steely Dan. No, we're not going to hear any Steely Dan right now. Right now, we're going to hear...
Now, another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known. Well, as you know, after breaking two pencil points, the Winged Warrior was thrown off of one of Midland City's big radio talk shows. This action damaged the Winged Warrior's public image considerably. Therefore, the police commissioner of Midland City has summoned to his office two top public relations specialists for the purpose of improving the feathered fighter's community image.
This meeting in my office will now come to order. Please answer here.
Assembled around the commissioner's finished teakwood conference table is Mrs. B. Norton, the commissioner's wife.
Passion flower.
Here, sweetheart.
The commissioner's mother-in-law.
Nails O'Rourke.
Here, let's get this show on the road.
Yes, my secretary, Miss Helfinger.
Present.
And the wonderful white-winged woman. Warrior. Where is the Winged Warrior?
He's in the broom closet, Commissioner.
Oh, yes.
You told him to stay there until he was called.
That's right.
Shall I call him?
Please.
All right.
I will never break another pencil point again. I will never break another pencil point again.
Winged Warrior?
Yes, Miss Helfinger?
It's all right. You can come out now.
I'm being punished, Miss Helfinger.
I know, but the Commissioner said it was okay.
I did a bad, bad.
Let's go.
Okay. Oh, yes, there he is. Take a chair, Winged Warrior. I'm sorry, but I do not take things that do not belong to me, Commissioner, because you see...
Sit down.
Right. This meeting has been called to improve the Winged Warrior's image in Midland City, for at this moment the fantastic fowl is the laughingstock of thousands of us citizens. Would you please close the window, Miss Helfinger?
Certainly.
Thank you. Now, do we have any suggestions? Yes, Passionflower.
Well, I think he should change his name.
To what?
To something that suggests virility and sexiness.
Such as?
Rock Hudson.
Yes, well...
What's wrong with Robert Mitchum?
Yes, Robert Mitchum, well...
Personally, I like Cesar Romero. Oh,
fine. Ladies, I wonder if we
I
could...
Cesar Romero.
Ladies.
Personality.
How about Akim Timuroff or Sabu the Jungle Boy?
Well... Will Chicken Man now be known as Sabu? Will the citizens accept a tousled-haired crime-fighting lad on an elephant with only a loincloth and lots of white teeth? Be listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
When brutal killers kidnap six pretty young nurses, the girls must do anything to escape with their lives. Nurses for Sale. It's a story right out of today's violent, passionate, and shocking headlines. Young girls held for ransom by cruel captors, grabbed right from a hospital's medical field team, and forced to endure savage humiliations at the hands of human animals. Nurses for Sale. Living a life of captivity, without food, without comfort, without love. These girls are forced to find affection any way they can with the closest human companion. The results are both savage and wild. It's all there. The pretty girls, the compromising situations, and the action-packed climax in Nurses for Sale. Don't miss Nurses for Sale, in color, rated R for adults, from Independent International.
I'm going to catch that down at the Cloverleaf Drive-In.
Amazing.
Paul McCartney, off of the eponymous album called McCartney from, was that 1969 or 70? It was actually released before the Beatles broke up. I think it was released actually a week or so before the Let It Be album. I'd have to look that up. I'm not one of those Beatle people. I like the Beatles, but I'm not one of those Beatle people, if you know what I mean. If you've ever met any of those Beatle people. Right now, we're going to get in a couple of requests coming from my father. These are good ones. This one, actually, I just decided to go ahead and play it. I haven't heard it. It's Memphis Slim. It's My Dog Is Mean.
How come my dog's so calm? Man, whenever you on the scene. How come my dog's so calm? Man, whenever you on the scene. Man, I just can't understand it, 'cause I know my dog is mean. Well, he bit my next door neighbor, bit my father too, growl at my mommy, ate up my own shoe. How come my dog's so calm? Man, whenever you on the scene. Man, I just can't understand it, 'cause I know my dog is mean. You've been coming around my house when my wife was all alone. No, you don't know voodoo. My dog don't lack no bone. How come my dog so calm? Man, whenever you on the scene. Man, I just can't understand it, 'cause I know my dog is mean. With me, he never failed. But every time you come around, boy, he just sit and wag his tail. How come my dog's so calm? Man, whenever you on the scene. Man, I just can't understand it, 'cause I know my dog is mean. Now he can see like an owl, he can hear you drop a pin. But what I wanna know, boy, how in the hell did you get in? How come my dog's so calm? Man, whenever you on the scene. Man, I just can't understand it, 'cause I know my dog is mean.
My dog is mean. Actually, around here, it's my cat is mean. He hasn't joined us in the studio tonight, and that's a darn shame. That was Memphis Slim. I had to acquire a whole Memphis Slim. Ah, gosh, the lips are just on strike tonight. I had to acquire a whole Memphis Slim anthology to acquire that song, and we might be enjoying some more tracks from that in coming weeks. Right now, another request going out to my father. I'm just fascinated by this, and I haven't asked. I have no idea what prompted it. My dad requested Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. That's all you need to know. And here it is right now. This is Red Right Hand.
The viaduct looms like a bird of doom. as he shoots and cracks, where secrets lie in the border fires and the humming wires. Yeah, man, you know you're never coming back. Across the square, past the bridge, past the mills, past the stacks. On a gathering storm comes a tall, handsome man in a dusty black coat with a red right hand. Wrap you in his arms, tell you that you've been a good boy. He'll rekindle all the dreams that took you a lifetime to destroy. He'll reach deep into the hole, heal your shrinking soul, but there won't be a single thing that you can do. He's a god, he's a man, he's a ghost, he's a guru. They're whispering his name through this disappearing land, but hidden in his coat is a red right hand. You don't owe no money, get you some. You don't have no car, get you one. Self-respect, you feel like an insect. Well, don't you worry, buddy, 'cause here he comes through the ghettos and the barrio and the barry and the slum. His shadow is cast wherever he stands. Stacks of green paper in his red right hand.
Thank you.
I'm going to have bad dreams tonight. That was Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds and Red Right Hand. And, you know, I have to click this before I can click, that.
Take me out to the market. Take me out in the scrub. Oh, buy me some peanuts and frankincense. I don't care if I never get back. Let me run for the whole. Even they don't win, it's a game. For it's 1, 2, 3, strike, you're out at the old ball game.
After losing 10 of their first 16 games, ending that stretch with a 5-game losing streak, the Cubs have played some pretty good baseball, winning 10 of their last 18 over the last 6 series, most recently taking 2 of 3 from both the Dodgers and Braves, both very good clubs. This is in large part due to what has been excellent starting pitching by the front four, and in spite of a problematic bullpen and minimal run support. An updated approach to scouting seems to be bearing fruit, and manager Dale Sveim has the defense in some very creative alignments that frankly are working. First baseman Brian Lahair continues to hit the cover off the ball, batting .384 and getting on base at a league-leading clip of .476 with 8 home runs in the early going. Starlin Castro is hitting .347, and tiny Tony Campana, of all people, is sporting a .320 batting average. The Cubs have climbed out of the basement and are now tied with the Brewers for 5th in the Central. Our boys are off today, traveling to Milwaukee this weekend for a 3-game sweep of their hosts. With Houston and Pittsburgh dead in their sights, I am completely serious. Or not. And that is this week's Chicago Cubs baseball report. Right now, heading to Milwaukee this weekend, George Jones and Brenda Carter. Milwaukee, here I come.
Stars are me. Milwaukee, here I come from Nashville, Tennessee. Milwaukee is where we were before we came here. Working in a brewery, making the finest beer. You come to me on a payday night, said let's go to Tennessee. So we came down to Nashville to the Grand Ole Opry.
Watching TV, Ernest Tubb was singing loud. I said, that's the man for me. I love him, there's no doubt. I'm leaving you and going now to find out where he's at. And if I can't get him, I'll settle for that bluegrass master plan.
I'm gonna get on that old turnpike and I'm gonna ride. I'm gonna leave this town till you decide which one you love. Traded for a rose, but there's one thing I know for sure, I'll always be blue. There ain't no way to get drunk enough to stop loving you. So I'm gonna get on that old turnpike and I'm gonna ride. I'm gonna leave this town till you decide which one you love the best, me or Jerry. Milwaukee, here I come from Nashville, Tennessee.
Look out, Ryan Braun, you cheat. Milwaukee, here we come. The Cubs are coming to get ya. It's going to be a sweep. Right now, I'm so happy to have done a show for you tonight and that you're all here listening to me live on the program, later in the archive, on the podcast. Thank you so much. You get me, you get service with a smile. You get me, you get the cufflinks and service with a smile.
Bop doobop, shooby dooby doobop, bop doobop, shooby dooby doobop, bop doobop, shooby dooby doobop, bop doobop, shooby dooby doobop.
Well, there's a driving on the corner, and there's a dog working there. She's the beautiful dog that I ever saw any place or anywhere. That car hops high. She gave me service with a smile. Service with a smile. And when she called me honey child, she gave me service with a smile. Good tips. She gave me service with a smile. Service with a smile. And when she called me honey child, she gave me service with a smile. Service with a smile. Crazy smile.
Be sure to stick around for the rebroadcast immediately following Johnny Mathis. Thanks for joining me. I'll see you right back here, same time next week.
It was on a sweet Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last, and you were there. A sweet Thursday, not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own, a dream that you are sharing too. People meet by some design, rearranged by laws divine. Yet who is there who can define just what mystic fate combined to make you mine?